called him, because I guess he'd come to feed at night if you just said anything, just got out and made a fuss, a hooey or anything you want to say, if you say the same way.
What about, all right, now calls to horses that you hear?
Well, a lot of people whistle for horses.
All right.
And that's, I believe that's the only way I've heard anybody try to call horses. I could whistle with my fingers real loud. And I
never could do that. I
never had but one, two horses that I could call like that. Take two fingers like that. I used to do them with that one finger, but I can't bend them enough now. But two like that, it, I can do it loud if you got young.
Yeah.
Had to do it a while, but.
All right. What about calls that you'd use to make them turn and plowing or?
Well, you would tell him gee for right and haw for left and whoa to stop and come up to go.
Okay. Any other, like when you back him up to a buggy or something like that, when you're gonna?
Well, you just pull on him and tell him. Some folks would say hack when they're trying to get him to back up. I always just said whoa back here.
Okay.
But. Back in mules to a wagon, they just learn how. You didn't have to say much to them. You just go to stop them and get them started back, and you tell them to back up, but you just pull them back most of the time.
And if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to.
You go out and curry the horse off or wipe him off. Most folks had old croaker bag or brushes or curry combs.
And go out and.
And wipe and rub him down, you some people call it.
Then when you're putting the gear on him, you say, I'm going to.
You're going to hitch him up. Put your gear on him, you're going to hitch him to the buggy. Well, you just say you're going to hitch him up or you're going to go ply, and you put your gear on him. You call your harness was for the buggy and your gear to ply with.
What about the, when you're plowing, what do you call things you guide the mules with?
Your lines.
Okay. And then when you're riding a horse, you got him with
you got reins.
All right, put your feet in
your stirrups.
When you did you ever play with two mules?
Yes, sir. I mean, you always broke land with two mules.
What did you call the one on the left? The one that walks in the fur.
Well, that your fur mule, he'd be in the right. On your right side, your dirt always went to the right, so your fur was always on your right when you was coming back around. You walked in the fur, your fur mule, your right hand mule walked in the fur, and your other one walked on here. Most folks would put the biggest mule down in the fur way that if you had unmatched team.
Yeah.
And I believe the one walked in the fur had a little harder time in a day's work than the other one did.
Yeah, because that. Was pulling it up and
uh-huh, and when she done most of the pulling the ply around. When this mule here would never about stop and ease around that old mule and pull your ply around, you see, and you'd take your hounds around, and when you're breaking land you'd take it around and go square off, you know. And
Now did y'all cut hay around here? Would you ever get a second cut of hay?
Yeah, you'd cut hay two times a lot of times. You even cut peavine hay two times sometimes. But this late model of coastal Bermuda, you cut it five or six times in a year if you really fertilize it.
Ever stacked in the field?
I've stacked it a many a time, big high stacks. And when we used to have an awful big barn when I was a boy, and we hay would cure out pretty well in that barn, and we'd just rake it up in the field, you know, and let it dry in windrows, and you'd put a flat on your wagon and a hay rack, you'd call it. It was some boards across with some nail to them to make the wagon wider.
Okay.
And you could haul a lot more hay that way, and you'd want to throw it up in the barn with a fork and a pitchfork, and somebody carried it back. In the barn. Now, some big farms had some hay hooks, a great big door, and had a pulley up there, and.